Spoon is a musical group from Austin, Texas, that's been making records for a small but growing audience of indie rock fans for 10 years. Their newest CD debuted last month in the Billboard Top 10, a rather remarkable first for the band. Our critic, Will Hermes, has this review.
When Spoon debuted in 1996, Kurt Cobain was dead and grunge was on the wane. Spoon sounded a bit like Nirvana and a bit like the Pixies, a band Nirvana sometimes sounded like. The sound wasn't new, but Spoon were good. They got a major label deal, and pretty quickly things turned sour, as they often do when interesting rock bands sign to major labels. So Spoon returned to the little world of indie rock and rethought their approach. And a funny thing happened. Not only did their music get even more interesting and more tuneful, but they also started selling more records than they did when they were part of a giant conglomerate.
We get high in backseat circles. We break into mobile homes. We go to sleep to shake a pill. Never wake up on our own. And that's still where we get by. So where we get by. All that's where we get by. So where we get by.
That song is from Spoon's 2002 CD Kill the Moonlight, and it demonstrates their revised strategy, paring rock songs down to the barest elements. And on their latest CD, Ga 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 Ga, which is a great title for a minimalist rock album, by the way, they mostly stick to that approach, like this song about a cigarette case.
It's just my Japanese cigarette case. Bring a mirror to my face.
And this one, which strikes me as a very succinct comment on the current administration's Middle East policies.
Don't make me a target. Don't make me a target. No, don't make me a target.
But Spoon are also, with stealth, sneaking some bigger arrangements into the mix.
The thing that I tell you now, it may not go over well. Oh, and it may not be thought of well. No way that I spell it out. But you won't hear from the messenger. Though I don't know about something that you don't understand. You got no fear of the underdog. That's why you will not survive.
Hey, I'm no purist. I think it's great to hear horns on a Spoon album. And I'm convinced Ga 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 Ga, I just love saying that, is the group's best CD yet. Singer Britt Daniel understands that simplicity is not the same thing as austerity. The great songwriters of Motown understood that, and that's why artists still copy them. And Britt Daniel does too, because, heck, why reinvent the wheel? Make it round, paint it with your own special colors, and let it roll.
The new album from Spoon is called Ga 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 Ga, and I love saying it too. Our reviewer is Will Hermes. You can hear songs from the new Spoon CD at our website, npr.org/music.
You got that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb. For me, we lost it long ago. The spirit bomb. Brush your teeth for bed. Blow out that cherry bomb. Blow out that cherry bomb. For me, you got to know it's on your sleeve. Know it's on your sleeve. Know it's on your sleeve. Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.